Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Ross Wilson joining us on the need to waive payment limitations on the coronavirus disaster payments. Back in just a moment.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. A lot of folks in agriculture calling on the administration to waive payment limitations that were established for the coronavirus disaster funds, $5.1 billion earmarked for the beef cattle industry. Ross Wilson is president of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, representing feedlots in Oklahoma, New Mexico, as well as Texas.
As you know, these are unprecedented times. Our request for no limits on those payments is about maintaining the economic viability for all sectors of beef production. Obviously, we represent the cattle feeding sector of the beef production industry, but many of our members are also stocker operators and cow-calf producers, and unless we see economic viability for all of those sectors, we'll have problems down the road, and they'll be very significant. You know, losses for producers in all three of those sectors range from a few thousand to several million dollars. Given the unprecedented circumstance that we're dealing with on the COVID situation and the impact it's having not only on beef production, but on beef merchandising, this seemed the right thing to do. Is let's treat this as the unprecedented situation it is. It's not a traditional commodity safety net that has existed for many years through USDA. This is a one-time situation. And so we're asking the Secretary, other organizations have done the same, to waive the $125,000 cap.
Ross Wilson says it almost goes without saying that feedlots, if they've been selling cattle, have lost more than that $125,000 market cap. But he says the TCFA is making this request not just for their feedlot folks, but also for the cow-calf end of the business.
Our membership, our leadership, while they're interested in protecting our members, they are also very interested in protecting the cow-calf producers and make sure that some of their losses are restored. The unique thing about the cow-calf sector, as you know, is that most of the cows in the U.S. and in Texas calve in the spring. So those calves hit the ground in January, February, March, and they'll be marketed late summer, early fall. And no one knows what this market is going to be like in the fall. And that's one reason the program was designed like it is today, that it doesn't necessarily have to tie to a loss. Now, the analysis done on the cattle feeding sector, which many of those losses were experienced when the market got so crazy February and March, are based on actual losses. People don't know if Congress will appropriate any more funds. We hope they will. There was an economic analysis done for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association by Dr. Darrell Peel at Oklahoma State University and about a dozen other economists scattered around the country, and they projected that the total losses to the beef production segment, cow-calf stocker and operator, stockers and feeders, would be about $13.6 billion. Now, they're looking at 2020 and 2021 for cow-calf producers and 2020 for stockers and feeders. $3 billion of those losses were for the feeding sector, significant portion of which have already been experienced. In fact, our members are selling, if they're selling cattle this week for a dollar, they're probably losing $2 to $250 a head.
President of the Texas Cattle Feeders, Ross Wilson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fallbred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.